WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when you're just bombarded with information, deadlines, notifications? It's like your brain is on a constant loop. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world designed to keep us wired and overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help us tap out of that madness? A secret weapon that doesn't require meditation, retreats, or yoga pants, though those are great too. It's called gratitude, my friends, and trust me, it's more powerful than you think. Today we're diving into the art of cultivating daily gratitude, not just saying thank you at dinner, but truly integrating it into your life. And I promise, this isn't some fluffy self-help thing. It's about rewiring your brain for positivity and resilience. Ready to unlock this superpower? Let's go. First off, gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Ever noticed how complaining feels easier than appreciating things? That's because our brains are wired to focus on what's lacking. It's an evolutionary thing. Back in the day, noticing danger kept us alive. But in today's world, that survival mode can lead to negativity bias. So, we gotta actively train our brains to see the good stuff. That means making a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a cold morning, the laughter of a loved one, even just sunshine on your skin. These seemingly small moments add up. Next, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about acknowledging it and choosing how you respond. Ever had a tough day? Instead of spiraling into negativity, try focusing on one thing that went well. Maybe a helpful interaction with a stranger, or simply getting through the day. This shift in perspective can make all the difference. Think about it like this. Your thoughts create your reality. When you focus on what's wrong, your world feels heavy and stressful. But when you cultivate gratitude, even amidst challenges, your outlook brightens and suddenly, those obstacles feel more manageable. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely. It takes effort, consistency, and sometimes, a little nudge in the right direction. That's where practical steps come in. Try keeping a gratitude journal. Just jot down a few things you're thankful for each day. You can do it first thing in the morning or before bed. Another great tip is to practice gratitude meditations. There are tons of free guided ones online. They help you focus your attention on things you appreciate and cultivate a sense of peace. And remember, gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It has real-world benefits. Studies show that grateful people experience less stress, better sleep, stronger relationships, and even improved physical health. It's like investing in your overall well-being. The returns are incredible. Let me share a quick story with you. A few weeks ago, I was feeling super overwhelmed. Deadlines were piling up. Emails were flooding my inbox, and to top it off, I had a nasty cold. It felt like everything was conspiring against me. Then, something clicked. I started focusing on the little things, the sunshine streaming through my window, the comforting warmth of my tea, even the sound of my dog snoring peacefully next to me. It wasn't easy, but as I shifted my perspective, the overwhelm started to lessen. It's like gratitude acted as a reset button for my brain. Suddenly, I felt more capable and optimistic, ready to tackle those challenges head on. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate daily gratitude. Train that mental muscle. Acknowledge the good stuff even amidst challenges. Focus on what you can control, make it a habit, and remember, even small acts of appreciation can have a big impact. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of gratitude. Together, let's spread some positivity. Remember, folks, life is a roller coaster. There will be ups and downs. But by embracing gratitude, we choose to ride that roller coaster with a smile on our faces, appreciating the journey every step of the way. Until next time, keep those gratitude levels high. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.